Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. This is the Monster Mountain Robinson. How's everyone doing? Glad to be joining you all this evening. We have an exciting show for you, and we are excited to let our new team, the whole Monster Mountain, is hosting Where Are the Teen Heirs? The second book is Heirs to Free Enterprise. And that basically deals with the free enterprise system and looking at kingdom economics more specifically as it relates to the free enterprise system. So the call-in guest number, if you want to call in, is
602-332-1902. That's
602-753-1902. Again, that number is 602-753-1902. If you want to call in with any questions you may have or any comments on what we'll be discussing this evening, you can press 1 if you want to chime in. And from that point, we'll have this discussion going on about the two books, Promises of Our Circles, especially for those that purchase either one of those books, and Heirs to Free Enterprise. Again, this is going to be there's going to be 10 episodes, and this is our second episode that we're bringing to you. So, I'm going to be doing Facebook Live to let you know the times, but we basically, for now, it's going to be at 11 p.m. We're just starting a little late just to give you all time to get comfortable and relaxed. But the other 10 episodes for now is going to be at 11 o'clock. Also, if you wish to contact the book site is www.authorlamontrobinson.com. We also have a book email. That's kingsheirs@authorlamontrobinson.com. Again, the book site is www.authorlamontrobinson.com, and the book email is kingsheirs@authorlamontrobinson.com. We also have a book voicemail for any questions and any questions that you have that we can answer, which is 805-637-7243. And so I just want to put a plug out to my co-host Janine Ingram from I call her the Love Goddess. That's her name, with Love Journey. She does Blog Talk Radio as well, and she has a very huge following as well. So you might want to, in the future, plug in with her. But she's helping me out with mine this evening, and I'm grateful to have her hosting with me. So we're going to get this thing started. We just gave you information. I'm going to give you that information later on as we proceed through this particular episode. Where Are the Teen Heirs? The Anonymity of the Turning Point. And the turning point, most people at this particular juncture in their life come to a point of awareness, a crisis that creates a point where in your life, even now as you hear my voice, you're probably going through a particular turning point. Something happens in your life where you feel that something is either happening that you don't understand, or maybe you do understand it, but haven't reached a crossroad that will take you beyond. And so this particular episode is going to be dealing with the turning point, at the turning point. There are some of you that's going through a crisis right now, and as a result of that, it'll be a great opportunity for you to acquire a dream and also a kingdom vision of specific information that I'm going to be bringing forth right now that I'm doing as it relates to why you're going through this turning point. Are you ready to move forward at a higher level, more responsibility to change your life in the areas that only you can determine? Some of us, most of us, have an opportunity when that happens for great things to occur in your life, like it has with me. When I came to my turning point, I was actually I had two turning points in my life, and I'm going to talk about the last one, which led me to start writing as an author. I didn't go to school to be no author. I'm really not an author per se, although I'm learning the art, and the information that I'm acquiring from it has galvanized my thinking and crystallized it to the point where it had, I have a little hay fever here, so bear with me. I'm really trying to So my turning point started when the seed was planted. I was open to another level, but I didn't know which way I wanted to go. And my brother came and visited me at the hospital, who I haven't seen in about six to seven years. And he got to talking about this kingdom and Christ is the King of Kings. And I didn't have a clue what he was talking about, but it was very attractive. I've always kind of knew a little bit about the kingdom and we as kings. You hear a little bit about it from the church, from the religious community. But I never done any research, and I never done and had anyone teach from the pulpit about that. And so when he dropped that in my spirit on that day back in 1989, he planted a seed. And it was in 2006 when that seed had germinated. And to make a long story short, I had went into the Bible to break a spirit that had suddenly came upon me, the spirit of lust. And it had hit me so hard, I didn't know how to break it. So I went into the scriptures to try to find how to break this spirit of lust that was on me. And as a result of a relationship that had broken up without my permission. And so it created a turning point. I've been sober for 18 years prior to that. And this spirit, when it came upon me, had me feeling as if I had relapsed, although I haven't, but it had controlled me to the point where it created such an emotional appetite. And so when I went into the Bible this particular time, grabbed myself with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, what jumped off the pages was the kingdom message. And from that point on, I studied and researched, and it just kept opening up even to today. And here we are, 13 years later, still researching that infinite information. And so over that time, two books have been created, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have free conference calling. We also have five other books waiting in the ring, depending on what size of the book and so forth. And so all of this has culminated into a enterprise. And so this can happen for anyone when it comes to the juncture of a change, a significant change in your life. So I'm excited about, again, sharing that experience and then helping you get to the point where a paradigm shift can occur, where particular resources. You on the phone with Janine? Hello?
Janine? Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay, okay, great. You're so quiet. All right, so yes. It's a beautiful thing when that happens. And so you will be challenged to move forward. And in most cases, most people don't know what to do when that happens. They go to church. Your God will lead you to wherever he's leading you. And so if you're able to nurture that particular moment when that happened and recognize that a change is ready to occur, are you ready for that change? Are you ready to move to the next level? Is really what's being asked of you. And so when that happens, there's going to be a paradigm shift, as I said, that will occur and requires you to have a total different way of looking at things. And you probably might not understand what's going on if you don't have someone in your life to guide you. Now, I didn't have anyone to guide me per se, except for my brother. He introduced me to a vehicle that at the time did not make sense to me, but I was excited about the vehicle. I had a lot going on at the time. I was going to Bible college. I was working two jobs. I had a business venture as well. And then I started writing. So I had a lot on my plate. I don't know what your particular situation may be, but if this happened to you, and in most cases it does, and we don't recognize at least the majority of folks, I'll say the 80 percenters don't really recognize that when it happens. And when they do, the dream could be taken away for whatever reason, and it's not nurtured. And this vision, when you get one, and when you go through this, and when it happens, it, in most cases, will have to be nurtured, will have to be fed some type of information that can lead you to the resources to bring it and make it a reality in your life. And so when I thought about writing a book, I did not want to write it. But what I did, I took so many notes that a friend suggested that I write a book. You already have a manuscript. The notes was comprehensive. It was neat. And when he told me that, I immediately rebelled or rejected the suggestion because I was an author. I didn't understand anything about writing. I had to learn the English language all over again, the literary art of writing. I had to purchase great courses to understand the different styles of writing. What type of writing? Was it non-fictional? Was it going to be fictional? So all of this, again, I had to nurture that dream. I didn't want to do it because I was already busy. And so because I was retired at the time, it made it much easier for me to do it, but it was a lot of work. So when I hear a lot of folks say that they want to write a book or they want to, and I hear that all the time, they don't have the time because they're involved in other things like I was. It wasn't until I became towards the end of my job, looking forward to retiring, is when I really started taking it serious. Because initially, when the vision was planted, I did not necessarily start writing. It took me almost 11 to 12 years to actually start writing. So it varies with individuals. I'm sharing that story just to share with you that because of these two books, it's been a journey. It's been a sacrifice. But the dream was worthwhile because now it's going to another level. I'm going through a transition as we speak as far as bringing to manifestation the kingdom principles that I've learned how to appropriate. I learned it, but now I'm putting in an actual application to bring to the marketplace in order to get the results that I'm looking for and that others are looking for. One of the results is, in today's society, the traditional dilemmas that most people have, they don't have permanent building blocks financially. We start each year zero in most cases. We have limited choices. We're forced to invest at a very low level. In most cases, the 80%ers, their investment for us, and for me included, was through my job. I didn't have the capital to invest on a larger scale. And so investing wasn't an option for me because I don't like having my money laid up for years and then trickle down to me like it's being done now. Every month I get a check as a result of retirement, and in most cases it's not enough. So I didn't have the ability to outperform inflation, interest, taxation. And so these are the things that we don't understand. I didn't understand how to outperform inflation, how to outperform the interest, how to outperform revolving debt. I found myself steadily in debt, getting credit to try to working with several big business cards, credit cards, to try to outperform the interest, and it was a failure. And so there's a lot of inability to maintain a quality of life and add value to your life without debt being involved, interest, inflation. And so these are some of the traditional dilemmas. And then when we look at both husband and wife, having to work, of course, working overtime, commuting time, spending hours, 2 hours sometimes, one way to go to work, or getting a second job like I did, and I was single at the time. And when then, of course, education, the debt of student loans can pile up on you even when you go into your profession, graduate and go into your profession. So I'm bringing all this out and I'm laying all this out to let you know it's these type of conditions that can create a turning point. Some folks, we live this way for the rest of our lives. And to me, it's a form of slavery. I know some folks may rebel, but I set myself up to retire, and I've been retired for 10 years. And I can't believe it being in 60, so I did cheat the system, but that's what I wanted to do. And so I've always wanted to understand how to leverage my time. These are some of the things I've learned. But basically, I was doing the same thing that most folks do, and that was either I had to save money or increase my income, two ways, if I wanted some of the things in life and others as well. And so people that are business owners utilizing the capitalistic system have that type of means to try to, not to try, but to attempt to improve their lifestyle, whether it's savings or to invest or to have the type of vehicle you want, or it can be a home, furnishings, clothing budgets. It all depends. College education for your kids, maybe because you didn't have one, or it could be early retirement, or just financial independence. What about financial independence, where you don't have to worry about money that much, where all your needs are met, where you're able to pay your bills and be a productive citizen? What about just having plenty of money around? So this is a lifestyle type of changes that a lot of us aspire for, where we find ourselves behind the eight ball in most cases And that's the 80%ers. The 20%ers and the 1%ers find a way to utilize the capitalistic system most times through investing and or starting a business for yourself, whether it's through franchising or traditional means of doing business. So all this information that I'm sharing with you is what we deal with today from the traditional aspect. We have untraditional situations that most of us don't deal with, but that those high achievers do. And so when you're at this juncture in your life where you have, excuse me, where you come to this turning point, most of the time, and this could be that time, and those are the ones that I'm looking for that's willing to understand how these principles work, both from a leadership perspective and then from a kingdom economics perspective. Let me be specific about kingdom leadership and kingdom economics, because kingdom economics deal with the biblical history on how God works through his kingdom principles. There are kingdom principles that govern leadership, and then it's through that leadership that God has redistributed wealth. If you look at the Joseph story and how he dealt with in Egypt with the famine, regardless of the famine, he was able to redistribute wealth through the DNA of Christ. That's the 12 tribes of Jacob. He had to bring Jacob into Egypt, and then from that, Joseph was able to bless Jacob and his family, which was his father. And then through that remnant, God was able to bless Egypt. And so that's the kingdom principle when you look at that story. I'm not going to develop the whole thing, but if you read and understand that Judah, Joseph, blessing, because nothing happened with Judah. Judah, and that's where the kingdom unity, the first chapter in the first book, the unity chapter, talks about Judah. All the kings came from the tribe of Judah, and the kings inherited those 12 tribes. And that's how God works through that. Now, God in today's environment works through all many types of ventures and business enterprises. But when you're talking about a true distribution of wealth, it has to come through that blueprint, that biblical blueprint. It isn't today. It's coming through the world system of finances. And so when you understand that first chapter in the book Promises, in my book Promises of Our Circles, it extracts from the Bible, not from a religious perspective, but from a kingdom perspective. Today, you don't hear too much about the kingdom. You hear about spirituality. You hear about faith, and all that is good. But there's another aspect to the Bible that deals with the kingdom, and so it can't be mixed. If you mix it up, then you'll lose. The kingdom is lost in the religious message. And so I talk and I'm teaching specifically as it relates to the kingdom. This is a comprehensive treatment that I've produced and that I'm presenting. The next phase is going to be presented in the form of downloadable tutorials specifically designed for those that's ready to move forward. And that'll be presented in about the fifth episode, because in the present time it's being presented, it's being prepared and put together right now as I'm speaking. So around about the fifth, sixth, seventh episode, for those that's ready to move, we're going to implement the downloadable tutorials. We're going to have free conference call, and that number, might as well give it to you now, it's going to be 605-313-5429. And that's going to all be phased in, and I'll be informing you about the different phases. Right now, we're just going through the discussions about kingdom leadership and kingdom economics as it relates to the two books, Promises of Our Circles, The Proliptic Journey to Kingdom Leadership and Kingdom Economics. Proliptic, you're probably asking, what does that word mean? It means to bring your future promises to your present based on the royal heritage and inheritance of the past. The past royal heritage of God comes through Abraham, and I'm talking biblically now, Abraham to Christ Jesus, and that whole heritage from generation to revelations is brought to the present. If you don't understand what I did and how to bring that and manifest these promises and blessings in our present, they stayed either locked in the past or in the future. And so that keep you spiritually rich. Like me, I'm spiritually rich, but now I'm looking to manifest these promises in my present everyday situation. And so we're going to bring that forth, and we have a vehicle and a system that would allow us to bring these promises from the present to our, from the past and future to our present life experiences that can affect various areas of our lives financially, that can affect our lifestyle, which means we can affect our kids' generations while we're still alive, and affect four generations in our lifetime. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to be able to pass on an inheritance from generation to generation to generation? You can't do that with Social Security. You can't do that with your pension. You can do that if you have assets that can be passed on after you did, but in most cases, it can be utilized while you're alive. And so in the scenario that I'm presenting based on the DNA of Christ, there's three elements there I'm talking about. Unity, God's unity, work, God's work, and then time, God's time. And when you have those three elements corresponding together under the kingdom leadership, then you have the economic component, which deals with the time. God don't operate on our time. He operates on his time. So when you're talking about God's time, you're talking about a ubiquitous phenomenon occurring simultaneously through that leadership structure. And so these are some very deep concepts, but when brief and when shared, although they may be comprehensive, be very specific. And so we're going to be taking our time. It's going to be brief, and it's going to be manifested very quickly over a period of time. So some people I've had ask me, is this click rich quick? No, it isn't. But you can, if there's accelerated components built in when you understand the blessings, your promises, and your blessings. One of them comes from one of our overcoming promises of God doesn't work in our time. He works in his time. And if he want to bless your blessing, he can do that. And if he want to multiply your multiply, he can do that. And you will find that in Genesis 22:17. And there's many promises like this, many blessings like this that was manifested historically. Why can't they be manifested now? So I'm excited again about the manifestation of the promises and the blessings that come from the royal heritage and our majestic heritage that Christ presented when he was here, and all of the other stories previous to Christ incarnation, or Jesus' incarnation, from Abraham, even from Noah. You can go far back, even in the beginning, God did miraculous things before man was even created. And so it all based on when this turning point occurs, are you ready to receive your inheritance? Do you want to understand the heritage? There was no rebellion for me when this information came to me. I was wide open to it. I knew it had changed and rearranged some of my old ideas that had me thinking that I was going crazy. Because I was a staunch churchgoer, I believed in the Bible as it relates to what man was teaching me. But when God opened me up, he just displaced and rearranged my attitude to the point where I became totally open to what this message was. And so I hear a lot of people, I hear a lot of stories about all different things about the Word of God. And if you want to understand this particular message, then you're not going to hear from the pulpit as comprehensive as this treatment will be. And so, again, after you have this paradigm shift and the opportunity don't present itself, then you're just going to be like the seeds that the sower sown. The rain's going to wash the seeds away. The ants and the birds are going to eat some of the seeds. So you're going to have a large portion of the seeds sown that were taken out or destroyed. And that's just part of nature. Then you're going to have another phase where the seeds that were sown, we call it the 30, 60, 100-fold harvest, sowing and reaping. So the 30 phase, then you have a 60-fold or phase, phase two, where the seeds may take root, but the roots don't go, aren't able to go deep enough in the soil. Maybe because the sun, it didn't rain, or the world took it away. You stopped nurturing it, and you got focused on something else that you felt was more important, and that's okay too. And so the vision was taken away. Then you have the mustard seed effect. The few that take root, that were able to germinate, be nurtured, took a long time, and then it brought forth a tree. And that tree bared fruits that was able to feed the birds, and that was able to be germinated in other areas, eaten and taken to other areas, seeds sown elsewhere by many different ways in which seeds are sown that bring forth a forest. So from one seed bringing forth a tree, that tree bringing forth a forest, it's a beautiful parable that explains how life works. And so when you understand that one aspect, then you understand the multiplying aspect. And so the acceleration aspect is powerful, and that's for another episode, and it will be presented as well. When we're talking about going beyond the crossroads, so there's a turning point, then you come to a crossroad after you dealt with the turning point. You come to a crossroad where you have to make a decision on which road you want to go down. And so you have a purpose in life. You're determined to have this purpose come through. You look at all the top achievers. You look at Michael Jordan, you go back in history and look at Ali. All the top producers have always been focused, had a purpose, and that dream became crystallized into a vision, and that vision to grab you. And you have a vehicle, whether it's basketball, football, boxing, or economic endeavors, operating a business, you know, working at a high level at a corporation. But in most cases, you don't have the time. And that's what I want to present, having control of time and money. And so I'm excited again about this particular episode presented to you. And so I just wanted to lay out the basic groundwork of what we're going to be talking about. Lifestyle change, having control of your finances. Excuse me. And then getting the dream and then turning it into a kingdom vision. And once that happens, then you're able to start understanding how to utilize as an heir to the King of Kings, the spiritual principles that governs changing your life, having a solution to your financial dilemma. And so that's one of the major things that I have to be responsible for in order to operate at a high level. I'm going to be for real and upfront about what I have to overcome. You will have to do the same thing to operate at a higher level, whatever level that may be for you. And so it may be the failure to succeed, failure of success, which require more responsibility. The more successful you want to become, more responsible you have to become as well. And so if you don't have a mentor in your life that can help you through these situations, I didn't have it. I always did everything on my own. I have to learn to work in a collaborative way with other people. And I wasn't good at doing that. I've always did. My father made me very self-sufficient. And so I didn't need someone. I don't need you to take care of me. So I was a loner in a sense. Although I love people, the life of the party, but it has nothing to do when it comes to operating a business or becoming an entrepreneur in an enterprise. And so these are things that I'm learning through my mentorship and through the leaders that are moving ahead in the direction that I want to move in. And so you will have to learn that as well if you want to be successful. Maybe you might, your failure of rejection. That was another one for me. I don't like to be rejected, so therefore I don't like to ask. And I don't like to be told no. I don't like to lose. So therefore, I don't like to fail. I don't take risk. So these are some of the challenges that I had to learn through this process. And so some won't have to go through a process. They're already successful at a high level and may want even to go higher. And I know people like that as well that I'm learning from, going higher. And so it all depends on where you are in life today. But I can guarantee you this, whatever your dream or vision is, God is able to take you there. And you have to figure that out for yourself. No one else can. But once you figure that out, God will put you in a position when you come to that crossroad to know which way to go down, which road to go down, which crossroad to go through. And so when you get beyond that crossroad, life will change. And it will change in a remarkable way. And so, again, we're excited about this, all that's going on. We're excited about you being excited about your life and creating a lifestyle for yourself that can impact others. And that's really what this is all about. Getting yourself in shape so that you can help others get themselves in shape. And that's the beautiful thing about the unity as it relates to kingdom economics. That's all the components. And I'm going to get into that more in my next episode. And so I just want to thank you all for plugging in. And we're going to start inviting. I'm giving myself about episode 3. We're going to open it up for discussions. I'm going to be tuning in tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And we will be discussing more specifically about the turning point, what's happening between the turning point and the crossroad. We're going to be very specific in that. I just wanted to lay groundwork about what these episodes' primary purpose is to move you beyond the crossroads into your inheritance, into the royal heritage that's there for you and been there. You just didn't know it. And the promises and the blessings that's attached to that inheritance. When you understand that and then know how to apply it in today's modern environment of the marketplace through free enterprise, the sky will become the limit for you. And when it becomes the limit for you, then you'll be able to affect other young millennials, the Generation Xers, the Generation Yers, and the Generation Zers in your lifetime. And so plug in tomorrow at 11 p.m., Tuesday, the 27th of August, 2019. The call-in number would be 917-388-4438. You can visit our book site at www.arthurlamontrobinson.com, and you can also call at our book voicemail and leave a message at 805-637-7243. And Janine Ingram, if you have anything you want to add to this episode or you have a question, be my guest. The line is open to you. Hello, Janine Ingram. Hello? Hello? I guess she's going to plug in tomorrow. Okay, she did have something else going on. Okay, well, this is Lamont Robinson signing out, Lamont the Mountain, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And we're going to, I'm going to do a book Facebook Live tomorrow and let you know specifically when we with the time again, and then we're going to get right into the episode number 4. So thank you for plugging in, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.